Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on The Daily. Now, we've said the food is no longer simply a matter of taste or conveniences. Our food choices have become ethical and political issues. This is a quote I'm reading. Could you possibly expand on that one for us?
Sure. Well, I think what I'm meaning by that is the way that a number of factors have contributed to make our food choices be seen as ethical or political issues. And a range of individuals, a range of corporations are contributing to the framing of our food in this way. So we can have food ethicists who will talk about the importance of refraining or choosing certain types of foods. So people, I suppose, most famously like Peter Singer. Then we can have public health experts who are telling us that we should or shouldn't eat these things in relation to our health. Then there are also a lot of NGO organizations like Oxfam pointing out the issues around fair trade and working conditions to do with our food. And increasingly we're seeing food corporations also get in on this and to promote their food and package their products in a way that portrays a certain ethical or political aesthetic or responsibility. And government is also pushing this line in relation to suggesting that, you know, social responsibility comes down to individuals making choices. And so in the area of, say, food and ethical or political issues around food, it's, again, well, individuals need to take personal responsibility in that area.
Well, I guess the idea behind it is that by knowing what is in our food, how it was produced, we as consumers would reject unethical food corporations and buy from only ethical producers, thereby promoting this kind of justice that you are speaking about. But do you think this is a realistic goal for most consumers?
Yeah, so that's, I suppose, what I'm suggesting is the problem. So in this type of logic, it's of individuals knowing what's in their food, making an informed choice, and sending a message to the producers to then produce more ethical food. It has a nice logic to it, but I'm questioning whether that really is going to be feasible, particularly in addressing larger, broader structural issues that will require both regulatory action from governments and a broader collective action from citizens. So, for instance, when there are issues of, say, slavery in the food system, there was a bit of an outcry about that in the UK because a lot of their prawns and seafood were being imported from countries that had been using slave labour in their fishing fleet. And the response from government there was, well, personal responsibility leads social change. And so if people choose to purchase ethical seafood, then this will change the practices of those companies, rather than enforcing existing international laws to outlaw slavery and to prohibit the selling of these foods in the UK. So that would be one example, I would say. But, and, you know, more locally, with the debate that we're having around free-range eggs, you have some companies that will have a front company as selling cage eggs to, you know, the cheaper, more profitable eggs, and then they will have another company that's not readily associated with their bigger brand name that will be selling more ethical eggs. So they're having it both ways in that sense. So the ethical consumer who wants to spend more can do that, but the existing practices continue.
So letting the market decide, essentially, is that sort of a way to go, do you believe, or do we need regulation?
I think that, yeah, not allowing the market to decide, I think, will just result in ethical choices or ethical and political choices becoming simply consumer choices, a consumer preference. But I think on some issues, we would want to say that we need to have laws and enforcement of laws that goes beyond consumer choice. Mm. So we shouldn't say slavery is a consumer choice. I think most people would want to believe that slavery is something that is outlawed and can't be simply allowed for the market to decide whether consumers will continue to allow the practice of slavery.
Because after all, I mean, we have a system of government and a system of law enforcement there for a reason. We don't decide, jail terms and who should be punished how by popular vote. We do have these systems in place. So you're looking at, well, we should be applying these systems in these regards as well.
Yeah. So obviously then there needs to be debate around what is considered an ethical issue that can be decided by consumer choice. So for instance, some people would want to argue that eating meat is an unethical act, mm-hmm. and shouldn't be permitted. But I think that we would require a large public debate over whether we were going to outlaw such a practice or regulate it. So instead, it might be preferable to have labels indicating whether there is meat in a particular food product. However, for other factors around exploitation of labour, exploitation of the environment, we would want to perhaps have stronger enforcement and stronger regulation around that.
Well, Chris, thank you very much. It's an interesting little kettle of fish, that one. Do appreciate your time coming on, unpacking it for us a little bit.
No worries. Thanks.